the sports cast November 1st, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, visit our website, thesportscast.net, or look us up on Twitter at thesportscast1. Also on Instagram, thesportscast1. Also, you could get our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. If you need some notifications, latest news, and things like that. Last night, the Cowboys won on Sunday Night Football Halloween game against the Minnesota Vikings, 20-16. The Vikings thought, "Hey, we could beat the Cowboys with a quarterback named Cooper Rush, a man that does follow soccer and is a fan of Leeds United." Joey Toscano, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Great to be back. I love Leeds United. They are, I don't know what the equivalent of Leeds is to an NFL team. Maybe Washington, but Leeds actually succeeds at things, so maybe not.
That's a good comparison. I was going to say Cleveland, but I think Washington might be a good comparison. Which they almost beat the Broncos, but we'll talk about that. Congratulations on the Steelers beating the Browns, Cleveland Browns. Now the NFC, now after yesterday, with the Jets beating the Bengals, the NFC North is still kind of open in play.
It's crazy. Yeah, this was a huge game for the Steelers. They absolutely needed to win that. And Cincinnati losing, thank you very much, Jets. I mean, that's I'll bet that screwed up a lot of people's survivor polls and gambling and stuff like that. So yeah, the AFC, the Steelers are only one game back in the AFC North. It's awesome.
It is winnable. The Steelers are playing it different a little bit this year. Like last year, they went undefeated for the first 6-7 weeks. Now they're playing, okay, we're playing it slow. There's no rush to be undefeated or be top of the AFC North for 6 weeks. We can ease it in. And maybe by December 31st, Joe, you guys can retake the AFC North.
Or maybe sooner. Yeah, I mean, it's a different team than last year. That team last year got off to a strong start, 11-0, and then just faded back end of the season. And this year they started slow and they're just getting a little better every year, every week. And that's because of their offensive line. Their offensive line is improving, and that improves everything on the whole team.
Exactly. Liking what Pittsburgh's doing. Najee Harris, are you satisfied after 8 weeks?
Oh, he's awesome. He is incredible. He is exactly what they needed. He's one of the top 10 backs in the league right now, and I think he's only going to get better.
You don't miss James Conner.
It would have been nice to have him, but James Conner is a great number two back. He's not a good lead back that you would just give the ball to all the time.
He's no RB1, but he's an RB2, according to Joey, Bag of Donuts. Anthony Price from Facebook says, "My team Washington sucks. They deserve to lose." But they had a good game yesterday with the Broncos.
No, he's right. His team sucks, and they deserve to lose. Washington's a mess. They are an absolute mess. I'm very sorry if you're a fan of Washington, but this is, they need a quarterback, is what they need.
Is it a on the field thing or the off the field situation?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I on the field. Ron Rivera is the right guy for them, and I think he will eventually lead them to success. But first of all of their off-field stuff, their front office is a mess. The owner is a joke. They should get rid of Dan Snyder. But what they really need on the field is a quarterback. I would get Cam Newton if I were them, and I'm surprised they haven't already, because Heinicke ain't it.
Yeah, I'm surprised Cam Newton hasn't, with other teams having as well, because some teams are questionable. They should probably get Cam Newton. Don't know what's going on. You just never know. There might be some blacklist going on as usual, or off the field they know about him, or maybe he has an injury that everyone talks about. Hey, he's injured. He cannot be 100%. Anthony says Denver had a lot of injured players and still couldn't get a win.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Denver's not that good. So
no.
For Washington to lose to them, it does not speak very well for them.
Exactly. Anyways, anything else before we head into the week 8 recap?
Just one thing. This was the week that a lot of teams lost their broke their losing streaks.
Correct. That is true. One of them is I had one in mind. I forgot who it was. Anyone you could think at the top of your head? Just one team?
Panthers for one.
Oh, that's right. And that is our first game of the recap. Let's start Panthers. Sam Darnold against the Falcons, 19-13. Had, I think, 3-4 game losses straight until yesterday in Atlanta. Chuba Hubbard scored. Zane Gonzalez kicked 4 field goals, what it took to beat Atlanta, 19-13. Joe, I know it was a kind of a sucky game, but hey, good for the Panthers. Good moral victory.
It is a moral victory, but at what cost? I believe Darnold left with a concussion, so that's really bad. But they might be getting Christian McCaffrey back if he's not traded for Deshaun Watson or some whatever those crazy rumors are at the trade deadline.
Hope not. Calvin Ridley, another running back from the Falcons, said he is dealing with a mental situation, depression, you can say. He's missed 2 games so far. Is this what the Falcons need right now?
It's not what the Falcons need, but I applaud him for taking care of his mental health, and if that's what he needs to do, so be it. You know, I think that's a good thing that more players and people are in tune with their mental health and not just going out there and toughing it out or whatever. I mean, you know, mental health is just as important as physical health, and if you're not there mentally, it's good to take a break and get yourself right.
We wish Calvin Ridley the best. Let's go to another game. Eagles 44, Lions 6. Scott and Jordan each had 2 touchdowns on the ground. Eagles pummeled the Lions 44-6. More issues with the Lions, not able to recoup. Had a good game with the Rams, but with the Eagles, it's a whole different story.
I don't know if the Lions are going to win a game. They are terrible. The Eagles aren't that good, and they just rolled over them. I think that Rams game was their Super Bowl. They really wanted to win it for Jared Goff, and they wanted to stick it to Matthew Stafford. But, yeah, the Lions are in bad shape. I don't know if they're going to win a game this year.
Didn't they have one season that were like they lost all the games? Like they were 0-16?
Yeah.
I think it was early 2000s.
Yeah, they did go 0-16 1 year.
It could happen again. They're 0-8 or 0-7. We'll see. Rams beat the Texans 38-22. Texans almost – I mean, they were trying to come back, but it didn't happen. Stafford threw for 305 yards. Rams are, you know, in this streak again.
Kudos to the Rams for keeping it somewhat close, but this was never in doubt. This is, the Texans are just, Texans are as bad as the Lions.
And they lost Mark Ingram.
Who they just got.
they were trying out some new running backs.
No, you're right. They just traded Mark Ingram to New Orleans. So they did lose. You're right.
Which we'll talk about that because he had a good homecoming yesterday. Bengals lose against the New York Jets. Yes, they did. A backup quarterback named Mike White led the Jets. Zach Wilson is out for a few weeks. Mike White's been with the league for 3 seasons, but has never played a game until yesterday. Bengals, everyone thought they were the best team in the AFC North. Think again, Joe Toscano.
The Jets are known to do stuff like this. They're bad, but then they pull out these crazy, unexpected wins. But you also have to wonder, do the Bengals, maybe they are, you know, they're young and up and coming, and they're, I think they were at one point the top seed in the AFC. So maybe they, you know, believe their press clippings and got a little ahead of themselves.
Yeah, something to definitely look at. Of course, Mike White is actually from South Florida in my area. So quite impressive what he's going to do. We'll see if he continues the streak. Dolphins had it close in the beginning against the Bills, but the Bills beat them 26-11. Tua finished 21 of 39 for 205 yards and an interception. Dolphins are in a losing streak. They haven't won since week one, Mr. Joe.
I mean, this is a lost season for the Dolphins. They might as well just make this a rebuilding year. I don't know. I mean, we hear the rumors that they're trying to trade for Deshaun Watson. How do you think that makes Tua feel? I mean, they even asked them, do you feel wanted here? So it's just a crazy situation. We'll see what happens. I mean, Tuesday is the trade deadline, so we'll see if anything happens there. But it's just a lost season for the Dolphins.
I don't see it. What I'm hearing from my end, I don't see it. I think he has a lot going on with his court cases. Maybe in the offseason, maybe, but he needs to get that resolved. That's according to Steve Ross. Let's go to Cleveland Steelers and Browns. Baker Mayfield came back injured, still playing injured with his left arm, not his throwing arm. Ben Roethlisberger, hey, Big Ben is doing it, slowly creeping it in. Beat the Browns 15-10. Joe, how significant is this win for them?
It's huge. This was a huge game for the Steelers. If they lost this, the season might have been done.
Really?
Now, yeah. I mean, well, look at how good the AFC North is. Every team is good. You can't fall behind. Like the Browns just did. The Browns are in last place, and they're 4-4. This was a huge game. Big statement win for the Steelers. You know, this is exactly how they want to win. They want to win close games with their defense. They want to get their running game going, have minimal effort by Big Ben. And it all worked. And even though that crazy situation where they didn't have a kicker, so they had to adjust, and they were still able to pull it out. It's so impressive.
38-year-old Roethlisberger finished 22 of 34 yards for 266 yards. Great performance by Big Ben. We'll see if they continue next week. 49ers beat the Bears in Chicago 33-22. Garoppolo threw for 322 yards, ran for two touchdowns, and the Niners, hey, beat the shorthanded Bears. Good win for the Niners.
Good win for the Niners, and the Bears actually showed a little bit of promise. Fields did not look that bad. You know, he had a nice running throw for a touchdown. He ran some. That's what you want to do with him. Let him run. Let him do his thing. He's still not ready. He's not ready to be out there. But hey, if you're going to learn like this, you know, throw him out there. So be it.
Titans, AFC South rival, division rivals against the Colts. Beat him 34-31. Titans, according to to the news, we might see Derrick Henry out for the season, but he could come back as soon as January if the Titans make it to the playoffs. But a huge win by the Titans. It was close, won in overtime.
Losing Henry is a huge loss for the Titans. I don't know how they're going to be able to recover from that. But losing this game was huge for the Colts. They did not start out this season great, and now they're really in the hole. This might have sunk the Colts' entire season. Now that the Titans are, you know, losing their best player, it could still be a close race in the AFC South. But the Colts basically threw this game away. Carson Wentz he basically gave it away. Two really dumb turnovers, bad interception, and I don't know what he was doing. He just gave away a touchdown when they were deep in their own territory.
Yeah, I saw that one play he did. Horrible, but hey, we'll see what happens. Titans are looking good, but without Henry, we'll see what their backups does. And of course, we'll hear about what the MRI says. It's an injured foot. It's not easy to step on when it's injured. Jaguars 7, Seahawks 31. Geno Smith leading the Seahawks team. A Geno Smith that came from the Jets. A man not known to be a great quarterback, but for the time being, without Russell Wilson, is leading the Seahawks to wins. What's happening in Seattle, Joe?
Geno Smith isn't terrible. He's not who you want to be your starting quarterback, but for a few games, I mean, he almost beat the Steelers. That was a very close game. So he's a solid backup, And the Jaguars are just that bad, so you can't really judge him on this game. It's easy to look good against Jacksonville. But, yeah, Geno Smith, he's a solid backup.
Lockett finished with 12 catches for 142 yards, the fourth time in his career with at least 12 receptions. Trevor Lawrence finished 32 of 53 for 238 yards. Did you see the guy that dressed up as Trevor Lawrence for Halloween at the stands?
I did not. Did he look like
him? He looked at the hair and everything. I thought it was genius creativity. All props to him. I don't like to see the usual Woodies and like the Ted Lasso costumes. I like these type of costumes. They put a lot of thought to it, and I'm sure Trevor Lawrence enjoyed it.
So many Ted Lassos out there. Guys, stop it. We get it. You put on a fake mustache and you're Ted Lasso. We get it. Okay, it's hilarious. Fine, let's move on.
And quick fact, Joe and I are not huge Halloween guys, so hey, we have a lot of comment already. I love it.
Not a fan.
Patriots 27, Chargers 24. I had a feeling this was going to be a Patriots win. Joe, did you have that same feeling?
Not really. I didn't know what to expect from this game. I figured it would be this close. I figured each team would be in the 20s and it would be really close, but I wasn't sure which way it was going to go. Huge win for the Patriots. It really establishes that they could beat a good team. I don't know what's going on with the Chargers. I think they're dealing with a lot, and I don't know if they can make up for it, but they do this every year. This is the Chargers every year, but the Patriots, they just keep getting better every week. Scary.
You know, every week when I see the list of games, I always put an asterisk with the Patriots game because you just never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Well, Herbert,
you never know.
Finished 18 of 35 for 223 yards with two touchdowns, two interceptions. Austin Eckler, my man Austin, had 124 scrimmage yards, 64 rushing, 60 receiving. Good numbers by the Chargers, but not enough to beat the Patriots. Belichick, once again, mind over matter, definitely beat the Chargers. We'll see what happens. Like Joe said, key phrase, they're getting better by the week. Mac Jones is getting comfortable. Watch out. They're not out of the picture yet. The Bucs and the Saints, Tom Brady cannot win in New Orleans except in a playoff game. They lost against the Saints. The Saints defense, that's what everyone's saying. It's no longer Brees' team. It's not even James Winston's team. It is a defense-centric. They beat the Bucs 36-27. I saw this game, Joe, and Brady was really confused out there.
Yeah. I think Brady has lost seven games total as a Tampa Bay Buck, and I think three or four of them were against the Saints. It's amazing. He is just their kryptonite. Huge. I mean, just huge for the Saints to gut it out without Jameis Winston, with Trevor Siemian as your quarterback, and you still pull it out. Just really impressive by the Saints.
Yes, Winston got out of the game early, I think towards halftime or after halftime, and it looks like he has torn ACL and also an MCL injury, so he'll be out all this season. Can the Saints do well with Trevor Siemian?
Sure. You just gotta credit Sean Payton. You know, he is an offensive genius, and he could work up a system that could probably even make Trevor Siemian, you know, function as a good quarterback in a particular system.
The player that John Elway thought would be the next star quarterback for the Broncos never worked out. Traded him. I think he went to Chicago. And now he's with the Saints, so maybe this is a shot. You know,
yeah.
This is your moment. This is your Heineke moment.
That's right.
And Mark Ingram came back. He got traded to the Saints. That's where he first started in his career. 27 yards. Of course, he has to share the ball with Kamara, but great to see Ingram back. He looked pretty happy, and he's number 14. I think he wanted number 22, but it was taken. But great job, Mark Ingram. Hopefully, you'll give me some points for my fantasy team. Cowboys last night beat the Vikings 2016. A man named Cooper Rush. I couldn't think of who was going to be the quarterback for like the Cowboys. A few hours, I think it was like 4 hours before the game started, Joe, Dak Prescott will not be playing. He's dealing with a calf injury. But this Cowboys team can do it without the Dak.
Cooper Rush looked like if you were doing a Lifetime movie on the NFL. He looks like who you would hire as like generic quarterback number one or something like that. It's like the Cowboys are just special. They're just, this just shows that even without Dak, they could win a game. This is just so impressive for the Cowboys. This might be their year.
Cooper Rush passed for 325 yards, 2 second half touchdowns, and Amari Cooper had one heck of a night. He was quiet. It was all about C.D. Lamb, and now he came out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Yeah, so impressive. I mean, you can see Cooper Rush, he started out poorly, understandably so, but he just got a little bit better as the game went on, and so impressive. That's just how talented and good the Cowboys are this year, and I hate to say that because I hate them, but you got to give them respect.
Yeah, Cowboys and Steeler rivalry, of course. You know what I've noticed? Whenever there's a new quarterback, or they typically like to throw to a special, like the favorite receiver. It's always like that, and it seems like Cooper likes Amari Cooper. So wait, I said Cooper Rush. Amari. Oh my gosh, I'm mixing Coopers in both names. Cooper Rush likes to throw to Amari Cooper.
Cooper likes Cooper. They have the same name. That's why.
That's why. I figured it out. What the heck?
We should have said that. Like when Cooper Rush probably joined the team, is like, hey, you're Cooper, I'm Cooper. Let's be friends. Yay.
What's your CD Long? CD Lamb? Well, CD Lamb will be fine. Comment, breaking news, Von Miller is going to the Rams. Wow.
Ooh, interesting. You know what? Okay, that's fine. But I kind of think Von Miller is not that effective anymore. We'll see how he is with the Rams. But
you don't think he's that effective?
I think he's on the tail end of his career, and he might be past his expiration date. So we'll see if he gets a revival with the Rams.
I would like to thank Anthony Price for that breaking news. I'm looking it up right now. Rams trade for Von Miller. Broncos send, 8-time Pro Bowl to Los Angeles for 2 late round 2022 draft picks.
Huge. I mean, well, we'll see. Like I said, I'm not that high on Von Miller. I think he's way past his prime.
This won't hurt the Rams, but it could help.
Couldn't hurt. Couldn't, especially pair him with Aaron Donald. Oh my God. I mean, that has the potential to be an amazing defensive line.
And yeah, okay, and keep in mind the trade deadline is tomorrow, so we're going to see some trades that Joe and I can never have come up with.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It could be quiet, could be very busy. We'll see.
You want anything to come to the Steelers or hey, I'm good where I see.
I would like if the Steelers got another wide receiver and a defensive lineman, and I could use a backup running back. And I feel like I'm sitting on Santa's lap here just to give him a wish list. Yeah, I mean, they could use some players. I think especially they're hurting on the defensive line, so that would be nice if they got somebody.
So breaking news, Von Miller is heading to the Los Angeles Rams. We'll be enjoying that new SoFi Stadium and potentially giving them some championship experience. He has won it with the Broncos. And Rams are definitely contenders for a Super Bowl. Let's look at the standings. AFC East, Buffalo Bills at first, then the Patriots, 4-4. Jets are 2-5, and Dolphins 1-7. Bills are, they're top. I don't see them being dethroned anytime soon.
I'd say the Bills are not only the number one team in the AFC East, but in the AFC.
Right.
Either them or the Ravens. But this was a huge win for the Patriots because now they're right in that playoff race.
Let's see if they get it over 500. That is, we'll can they do it? Yes, they can. AFC North, Ravens. Ivan 2, then the Bengals. Then the Steelers and the Browns. This is open, like we were saying. It could be the Bengals at first in a few weeks, or it could be the Ravens consistently. But Steelers are hanging in there right above the Browns. Never thought I would say that this season.
It's crazy. You have 4 good teams in a division. Any one of these teams, even the Browns, can still win this thing. They're only like a game and a half back. So. It's still wide open. It's I'd like to say it's fun, but I'd rather be in a division like the AFC East where there's 2 lousy teams.
Yeah, it definitely is open in discussion to South, Titans, Colts, Jaguars, Texans. Titans with no Henry. Can they hold on with no Henry?
I mean, they have a three-game lead on the Colts, and they just beat them, so that's huge. So, I mean, if the Colts – I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with the Titans, if whether they start losing because they lost Henry. I don't know. I mean, it's a huge loss losing Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I, you know, like when I see one, like a team just relying on a running back the whole time, it just spells red flags. Like, you should not rely on Derrick Henry all the way, but that's just what Vrabel's been doing, and which is what it kind of reminds me of the Vikings a few years ago when they relied on Adrian Peterson so much. So it kind of wears and tears a little bit. All right, the AFC West, the Raiders. Then the Chargers, then the Broncos, then the Chiefs. Raiders are first? Am I reading this right? Wow.
Not only are they first, but you got to consider them one of the top teams up there with the Bills and the Ravens. So, yeah, it's interesting. The Chargers are right behind them. I'm not very high on the Broncos, and I don't know what's going on. I mean, the Chiefs, you'd have to figure the Chiefs are going to go on a win streak.
You think so?
I mean, they got to figure it out. Come on. It's just they're too talented of a team to be in last place in the AFC West.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they could turn things around really fast, or they could, you know, they could say, hey, let's take a little bit of like a rest this year, or not really worry about it and just worry about next year.
If they were smart, they would be very active at the trade deadline and try to acquire some defense.
They should. That's what it's like their missing ingredients is the defense. Everyone, you know, complains about it, and we'll see what happens. But, hey, the Chiefs are last, but like Joe was saying, they could turn things things around pretty fast. Let's go to the NFC East. Cowboys 6-1, comfortably 6-1. Then the Eagles 3-5, Giants 2-5, and Washington 2-6. And we'll talk about the Giants a little bit later, but the Cowboys are pretty comfortable with Cooper Rush.
Yeah, the Cowboys are comfortable. They're gonna easily win this division. But the NFC is just so stacked. There's five teams that are just so good in that conference. It's going to be very fun to watch how this all plays out into the playoffs. But yeah, the Cowboys, they are just special this year.
What happened last night with Cooper Rush? I think what they should do is, hey, Dak rests as much as possible. Cooper's winning. And then until Cooper loses, I guess they'll just, you know, put in Dak. That's what I would say.
I don't know about that. I'm not putting all my eggs in the Cooper Rush basket even for one more game. I think that was just a one special night kind of thing.
Because that calf, man, a calf injury could lead to like a what's it called? A ruptured Achilles. So you don't want to deal with that.
You don't want to, yeah. I mean, if you have to lose Dak for a couple weeks, so be it. But you need him for the long term, so yeah, get him rested.
He's a franchise quarterback. That's what Joe is saying. NFC North, Packers 7-1, Vikings 3-4, Bears 3-5, Detroit Lions 0-8. The Packers are definitely in that contention comfortably. That division is weak, but good for the Packers.
That was a big loss for the Vikings. I mean, yeah, they're not going to come close to winning the division, but be trying for the playoffs and losing that game. you lost to Cooper Rush. Come on, man. That doesn't bode well for your team.
The South, NFC South, Buccaneers 6-2. Then the Saints, only one game behind from the Bucs. Then the Carolina Panthers and the Falcons. Hey, Saints with no Breeze. Can like hanging in there, but no James Winston though. But you got Trevor Siemian.
You figure they'll go with what's his face, the backup who he's had a concussion, and you figure he'll be the guy. Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill. I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's had concussion issues, but hopefully he comes back and then we'll see what he can do, because that's the talk is, it's like, well, what if Taysom Hill was the starting quarterback? Well, now we're about to find out, and I don't know. I mean, hey, just remember, Cam Newton is out there. You could plug him in, and I'll bet he would be just fine in this offense.
He's been brought up three times. Strong possibility. We'll see. He doesn't have to be traded. He just needs to get signed.
Right.
NFC West, Cardinals 7-1, tied with Rams for first place because that loss against the Packers. Then the Niners 3-4, Seahawks 3-5. I still think Cardinals are better than the Rams.
I agree. The Cardinals are right now, I would say they're the number one team in the NFL. They are just amazing. They're firing on all cylinders. The Rams are very good too. So that's going to be a very interesting race. But I'd say, yeah, the Cardinals a little bit better.
I would say after the Packers beating the Cardinals, I think the Packers are the best team in the NFC and the league.
That's the thing. There's so many good teams. You can make a case for Arizona. You can make a case for the Rams. You can make a case for the Bucks. You can make a case for the Packers, and you can make a case for the Cowboys. Really, really strong teams, and any of them, you can make a case that they're the number one team.
Well, we'll see what happens. That is it, our recap of week 8. But there's one more game tonight. In this game, I thought would be a blowout a few weeks ago. The tables have turned a bit, and the Giants are heading into Kansas City tonight, and Giants have a chance. Joe, what's going to happen tonight? Giants at the Chiefs.
Giants don't have a chance. They don't. I'm sorry. Maybe they would have a chance if they had Saquon Barkley, but I don't believe he's playing. I can't see the Giants going into th that would be an am that would be an
That'd be a
amazing
story.
upset. It would be a huge story. But I mean, it's just amazing that the Chiefs are in last place in the AFC West, and they look really bad too. When you have a team with Patrick Mahomes is under 500, that's crazy. He's just trying to do everything on his own. He's trying to put the entire team on his back and trying to win with every play, and that's just not how you do it. So, but I gotta figure that they have to start figuring it out, and the Giants aren't very good, so this would be a good time to start.
Yes, and giving the argument to the Chiefs, the time to turn things around will be tonight. A very winnable game, but I do think the Giants do have a shot. Close one, but we'll see what happens. Poll question of the day: what goes best with cinnamon? Options are brown sugar, cinnamon buns, French toast, or oatmeal. What is your answer, Joe Toscano?
Cinnamon buns are one of the best things ever created. I'm not allowed to eat them, but they are one of the best things
Why
ever
not?
made,
Why can't you eat
especially
them?
I can't say a diet, but I'm on a weight loss adventure, let me put it that way.
Hey, the big D word. Well, there you have it. You can vote on it at our Twitter poll tonight. I mean, today. You got till tomorrow morning, 7 in the morning, to vote the best cinnamon buns. Brown sugar is winning 40%, cinnamon buns 20%, French toast 20%, and oatmeal 0%.
Well, vote cinnamon buns. That's a when they're warm. Oh my God! And with that drizzle on top of the whatever that is. Oh
The
my God!
icing.
That's it. The icing.
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
so good.
Whoever, I know. It's crazy. Anyways, there you have it. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Giants' possibilities of winning tonight?
Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. If you've ever seen any of my tweets and predictions, you know that the Giants actually have a really good chance of winning tonight because I'm usually wrong.
There you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or on our Twitter, thesportscast1, IG, thesportscast1. Looking forward to it. Tomorrow, there's a new show going to be debuted from the Sportscast called the Sports Talk 101, hosted by Aaron Bernstein. Check that out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, and they'll discuss Washington football and, of course, other NFL-related news. Joe Toscano, another great Monday. And it's November. Things are going to get a little bit sizzly, and Thanksgiving games are coming. So, but hey, still a long season because there's another extra week. So,
We're not even halfway, and it's so much fun. There's so much going on, and the more they play, the more we learn about these teams, and the more interesting it gets. So we're in for a great ride.
There you go. Anyways, Joe, I'll see you next time.
See ya.